out of the black of the deep range and into the light of the deep strange. Come at the hour, come at the mothership that is Coast to Coast AM. There it is, floating on the electromagnetic wave. John B. Wells in with you tonight for Coast to Coast AM Saturday Night Edition, your electromagnetic nightlife impresario. Tonight on the program, first-time guest, Kevin Ryan. He is the co-editor of the Journal of 9/11 Studies and a whistleblower from Underwriters Laboratories. You know, the UL tag on the various cords on your various appliances. Yes, that's Underwriters Laboratories. He's contributed to many books and scientific articles on the subject of 9/11. And we're not going to let it go. This is September 2013, 12 years ago, and still so many unanswered questions. Kevin Ryan's made many presentations around the U.S. and Canada, appeared on National Public Radio, Air America Radio, Pacifica Radio, C-SPAN Book TV, Free Speech TV, and Colorado Public Television. His website is Another 19. Don't spell out 19, use the number. Another 19. His book is very compelling. It's a little over 400 pages. I'm seeing 416 pages, investigating legitimate 9/11 suspects. And this is quite a comprehensive work. As a matter of fact, some of the accolades would include one from Lori Van Auken, member of the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Commission and widow of Kenneth Van Auken, who was killed at the World Trade Center. Kevin Ryan has written a book that reminds us that the attacks of September 11, 2001 and their details have never really been investigated. Kevin has laid out the historical framework in a way that has never been done before. The importance of this cannot be overstated. Anyway, we'll get into that. There are a lot of names in this book and the people that go with those names shine a light on you. Don't you find that it's just one rumor of a potentially catastrophic conflict after another? It's ridiculous. I'm looking at the various news wires, have been for hours. And not only does, it's the weekend. Let's postpone apocalypse until Monday. Let's do it then. We'll take the weekend off. are we really going to go head to head with the Russians over the Syria thing? You know, just a quick thought here. Much to the chagrin of those who don't care for them. But when you see the way that our country is handling this Syrian situation, and then you look at the way Vladimir Putin is handling the situation, kind of makes it a little easier to understand how people like Al Capone were made into folk heroes, regardless of the fact that he might just been a tad on the brutal side. He represents strength. And don't you find that strength is the thing that's admired, even if it's in the hands of a really tough customer? Now, this may grab you. It grabbed me. Boy, did it. Human mind control experiment. Human mind control experiment, a success. Posted yesterday. This is actually from the Coast to Coast AM website. Unexplained mysteries. Previous mind control research has enabled brain-to-brain communication between rats. But it is believed this is the first time such a system has been successful with human subjects. The remarkable experiment was conducted by Rajesh Rao and Andrea Stockel, who captured the whole bloody thing on video. Rao was equipped with a special cap fitted with electrodes that were hooked up to a machine capable of reading electrical activity in the brain, while Stockel sat on the other side of the campus with a transcranial magnetic stimulation coil placed over the region of his brain responsible for hand movements. Now get this. For the experiment, Rao would look at a screen and play a simple computer game that involved firing a cannon, but instead of actually pressing a button, he instead imagined his right hand moving to do so. Across the campus, Stocko, who was unable to see or hear the game, felt his hand moving in correlation to Rao's thoughts, a sensation that he likened to a nervous tic. Quote, "It was both exciting and eerie to watch an imagined action from my brain get translated into actual action by another brain. This was basically a one-way flow of information from my brain to his. The next step is having a more equitable two-way conversation directly between the two brains." Stuff like that that drives me and should drive you to coasttocoastam.com. Every day there's something kind of interesting. It's liable to grab you. Glowing reports from the Aurora Zone. Ghost of bank robber seen at intersection. Controlling weather with lasers. Hay devil. A hay devil. H-A-Y. Caught on camera in Hampshire. From BBC. Now back to Syria. Pat Buchanan, he's a, three-time presidential advisor. He has joined the growing number of mainstream voices now specifically labeling the recent chemical attacks in Syria as a false flag. Wonder where those chemical weapons came from. Are those George Bush's chemical weapons? He was convinced he had, and everybody thought, of course you didn't find any. They moved them all to Syria. Interesting video all over the place, strange little blue thing with a stick on it that goes down the cannon barrel and boom, off it goes. It's interesting that nobody's wearing any protective gear in these videos. It's funny, Cameron got shot down by Parliament for the first time since 1782. As the world goes, you know, we think maybe this awakening really has occurred and maybe we don't feel like having another war. But they're going to push it and push it. So if you don't want it, you know what to do. Just push back. Just push back. And you're doing it, and kudos to you, because that's what's happening. Pushing back. And as the leaders push one way, we must have a war. We must do this. Our pushing back just makes them look sillier and sillier and sillier. Air National Guard accidentally dropped a practice bomb onto a bar parking lot. Well, it didn't hit anybody, but that's good. That's good. It's very good. And from Vandenberg Air Force Base, the largest rocket ever launched has been launched. At least the largest one ever launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base. It had a successful liftoff just this past Wednesday. It's the Delta IV Heavy rocket. It was launched with a $1 billion spy satellite. Oh, what else? And here's another three-letter agency for you. The NRO, the National Reconnaissance Office, and it's all done in support of national defense. Well, of course, that's according to aerospace engineering firm United Launch Alliance, or ULA. Once in orbit, the classified payload is expected to be able to distinguish details back on Earth as minute as the make and model of an automobile, according to a ULA spokesperson. They alerted the public that through Facebook and Twitter, so that the public would not be concern when they felt their windows rattle and felt the vibrations of a gigantic rocket lifting off from Vandenberg. Official launch time was supposed to be 10:52, actually went off. It was a little late. Went off at 11:03. And the Los Angeles Times aerospace reporter, Mr. Bill Hennigan, told, a station that does not broadcast Coast to Coast AM in L.A., residents up and down the California coastline may have heard or even felt the 235-foot rocket following the launch. So how about that? Okay. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will officiate a same-sex wedding Saturday in what is believed to be a first for a member of the nation's highest court. Yes, Justice Ginsburg officiated Saturday at the marriage of Kennedy Center President Michael Kaiser and John Roberts, a government economist. Michael Kaiser is a friend and someone I much admire, Ginsburg said in a written statement Friday. That's why I'm officiating at the wedding. She's 80, an opera lover, frequent guest at the center. Anyway, just thought you'd like to know. Don't know why, but I thought I would. Tebow got canned from the Patriots. What else? Man accused of threatening to behead congresswoman arrested in Mexico. That's not really a very good idea, to threaten to behead a congressperson. And the summer of 2013, among the coolest on record in Alabama. Some are saying that the massive Yosemite blaze may have been sparked by, yes, Yes, illegal marijuana growers. The massive forest fire that scorched 333 square miles in and around Yosemite National Park may have been sparked by illegal marijuana growers, according to one fire official in the county. San Jose Mercury News reported that Todd McNeil, chief of the Twainhardt Fire Department, told a community meeting it was highly suspect that there might have been some sort of illicit grove, a marijuana grow type thing, he said. Anyway, he has 23 years of experience with the Forest Service, so maybe he's got something in there. Maybe spark one up was taken to a bit of an extreme. Anyway, if you know the numbers, I wish you'd call them. We'll chat for the better part of an hour and get ready for Kevin Robert Ryan. His book is Another 19, Investigating Legitimate 9/11 Suspects. I wonder what he means by that. I bet I know. Do you know? Oh, by the way, before we go to our break, the NSA hacked Al Jazeera, too, so they like to spread it around. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be right back with your calls. Please stand by. It's ridiculous. You know, every creature on Earth seems to have a problem or a potential problem. Egyptian authorities detained a suspected spy bird. Yes, a man in Egypt's Kena governorate, some 280 miles southeast of Cairo, found a suspicious bird among four others near his home and brought them to a police station on Friday. Officers and the man puzzled over the electronic device attached to the suspected winged infiltrator. On Saturday, a veterinary committee called by concerned government officials determined the device was neither a bomb nor a spying device. We will waterboard this one. No, sorry, that's what we did. Forget it. Instead, they discovered it's just a wildlife tracker used by some French scientists to follow the movement of migrating birds. So the swan was released. No one is safe. No one. Wildcard line number one. Zach, San Pedro, California. How you doing?
Great. Great to be on with you, John.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
How's your week? What's on your mind? What's happening?
Well, one word. I know you got a great guest coming on, and the word is false flag. Well, actually, it's more than one word. False flag attack.
Yeah.
And I know that we're gearing up pretty heavily for this Syrian strike. But I just like to send one out to all the listeners. Just be really careful and maybe call your states, your senators, whoever you could call, and let them know how you feel, because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the false flag attacks, and I'm tired of always looking for a reason to find war and weapons of mass destruction that aren't there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who the terrorists are, since we're continuously, as members of the general population, being terrorized by the thoughts of some form of annihilation, whether it's a solar flare is going to get us. No, wait, it's an asteroid. No, I know, it's another war. I mean, I'm just kind of burned out on the whole concept of, if I were a kid now, I don't think I'd care much about playing army, let's put it that way. Nothing against the army, I'm just saying playing war, let's put it that way.
I come from a long line of American military, and I'm for national defense, and we need to have a presence, and that's all fine and dandy. But, yeah, can we please tone back the rhetoric and the false flags, and let's worry about our people here at home. I'll take your answer on air for that, John. Great for having me. Thanks.
Okay, Zach. Yeah, you know, it's... Some of the worst catastrophes in history have been caused by harsh words. So it's probably a good idea, unless you're prepared to back up your words, not to use them at all. So now, unfortunately, our government has put itself in the position of either looking weak, stupid, or both. So there's a trifecta of buffoonery, if I ever heard it. It's like, whatever happened to diplomacy? Now we're finally going to go to Congress and ask them. Well, I don't really need to go to Congress, but I will anyway. So the House and the Senate are going to hold some hearings next week. But the door is still left open in case Congress votes no. It's just, I don't know. There are some elements of our human population here that just never seem to get enough. I suppose war is still just as good a business as it ever was. Wildcard line number two, Peter on the East Coast. What's going on?
John, it's good to talk to you again. It's Peter Kahn, and I've got three pieces of news about what's going on in Syria, which I just posted in the past few days online on my blog and Facebook, which I want to give your listeners a big heads up on.
Okay.
Right. The first one is, I'm sure you heard about the protests that went on several hours ago in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Boston, and other major cities calling for the U.S. government not to stop its war against Syria.
Have not heard any such reports, except just little hints that there might have been some. What do you have on that? Or were they very large?
Well, here's the thing. Not only were they not very large, they were put on by a group called International Answer. Now, I had some bad dealings with International Answer about a decade ago with the anti-war protests. Essentially, they, in other words, like 10 years ago, they were saying, no, stop the war in Iraq, stop the war in Afghanistan. But they would not let any Iraqis or Afghanis speak at their protests. And the leadership of International Answer, not only do they receive government funding, but the leadership of International Answer comprises the same people who are the leadership of ACORN and the leadership of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, what do you make of this?
Well, for one, they're definitely provocateurs. I mean, I can remember 10 years ago when I was dealing with these people, me and some other people would confront and say, wait a minute, you're protesting the government, and yet the government is paying you to protest. And I remember what they said in Germany 100 years ago about protests. They would say, back then in Germany, they would say, people only protest when they're ordered to protest. We know what Germany was like 100 years ago.
Yeah, we know what it was like 60 or 70 years ago, too.
It's the same way. Now, a little tidbit number two. Now, this, you'd have to go to my public Facebook page to see, but 1 year ago, you know how there are five American destroyers off the coast of Syria waiting for orders to attack?
That's what they say, yeah.
One of those destroyers is the USS Gravely, DDG 107. Now, I had a chance to visit that ship 1 year ago during one of the fleet weeks. Now, when I was aboard, some of the crew members made some racist comments about Iran. And they got a little surprised when I was able to correct them about facts on Iran's military, and as well as the militaries of the region.
Interesting. Very interesting. Please continue. You have another tidbit for us?
Another tidbit for us? Well, one, you'd have to go. You can see this also on my blog and more of this on my public Facebook page. But I posted some links from my old... I was at the Middle East Studies Department at Brown University, which is part of their Watson Institute for International Studies. A few weeks ago, one of the professors at large from the Watson Institute, Mr. Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, he gave a big speech at the UN advocating a strike against Syria. Now, just do a Google search on the Watson Institute for International Studies. You'll see this is an institute packed with Council on Foreign Relations members. They deal a lot with trilateralists, global elitists at every level. I'm talking about all, like, your worth, like, in other words, everything Alex Jones talks about. People want to call it, dismiss it as conspiracy. Wait till if they ever dealt with some of these people in person and see what they're really like, they'll realize some of the stuff that you talk about on shows like this, it's not fiction. It's not conspiracy. It's real, and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
These are evil people.
All right. Well, go ahead and give us your blog real quick in case somebody wants to take a look at it. Why not?
Do a search. Peter Kahn, as in Genghis Khan.
K-A-H-N.
K-H-A-N, yep.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I had dyslexia of the Kahn for a minute. K-H-A-N. All right, very good.
Just one little quick tidbit. On the public Facebook page for the Watson Institute. The Watson Institute is named after Thomas J. Watson, Jr. He was one of the founders of IBM, and he was also a global elitist and a eugenicist. Now, he's dead, but his daughter, Lucinda Watson, posts quite a bit on Facebook. And you can actually check out her profile there on Facebook. I mean, this woman, she is whacked in the head.
And this is the Watson Institute. What's the rest of it?
Watson Institute for International Studies. It's named
for International Studies. All right, Peter, we got to run. I hear the music, so that means we got to take a break. But thanks for checking in, and we'll take a look at the Watson Institute for International Studies and see what we can see. Yeah, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see what we can see Yeah. Okay. Got a few more calls lined up as we make our way up to the top of the next hour, and we'll talk with Kevin Robert Ryan. His book, Another 19, Investigating Legitimate 9/11 Suspects. And his website is Another 19. That's another 19.com. Check it out. All right. We got enough time to go and get the kettle up and running. Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Make sure it's a porcelain cup. Make yourself a proper cup of tea and come right back. This is Coast to Coast AM. Now, is this even possible? Seriously. This is from InfoWars. Paul Joseph Watson put this out yesterday. Militants tell AP reporter they mishandled Saudi-supplied chemical weapons causing accident. Syrian rebels in the Damascus suburb of Ghouta, or G-H-O-U-T-A, Ghouta, have admitted to Associated Press correspondent Dale Gavlek that they were responsible for last week's chemical weapons incident, which Western powers have blamed on Bashar al-Assad's forces, revealing that the casualties were the result of an accident caused by rebels mishandling chemical weapons provided to them by Saudi Arabia. Are you getting this? Seriously. Quote, from numerous interviews with doctors, Ghouta residents, rebel fighters, and their families, many believe that certain rebels received chemical weapons via the Saudi intelligence chief, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, and were responsible for carrying out the, in parenthesis, deadly gas attack, writes Gavlek. And right here on the page, there's a backup version there, in case this one's deleted. Rebels told Gavlek that they were not properly trained on how to handle the chemical weapons, or even told what they were. It appears as though the weapons were initially supposed to be given to the al-Qaeda offshoot Jabhat al-Nusra. They were very curious about these arms, and unfortunately, some of the fighters handled the weapons improperly and set off the explosions. Oh my gosh, one militant named Jay told Gavlek. His claims are echoed by another female fighter named Kay. That's just the letter K, who told Gavlek. They didn't tell us what these arms were or how to use them. We didn't know they were chemical weapons. We never imagined they were chemical weapons. Abu Abdel Monaim, the father of an opposition rebel, also told Gavlek, my son came to me 2 weeks ago asking what I thought these weapons were that he had been asked to carry, describing them as having a tube-like structure, while others were like a huge gas bottle. The father names the Saudi militant who provided the weapons as Abu Ayesha. And according to Abdel Monim, the weapons exploded inside a tunnel, killing 12 rebels. So, there you go. I mean, is this something or is this something? And there's so much information coming in from all over the place saying, we really don't need to get into a brawl over here in Syria. Send our troops back into harm's way. What are you going to do, launch a few cruise missiles? Get those, tomahawks? Send those babies in there, just warships. I think a fifth warship has been sent there. Maybe it's already there by now. And Putin's just got his face and his hands going, this is stupid. I think it's kind of stupid, too. I don't know how you feel about it, of course, because it's the one-way transmission, unless you contact me by email at johnb@coasttocoastam.com, J-O-H-N, B as in Bravo, @coasttocoastam.com. Alternately, you can use info@caravanthemidnight.com, in case this email box locks up again. But how do you feel about another war? Had enough yet? All right, when we come back, we'll talk with Vince. He's on wildcard line number 3 in New Orleans, but we're going to take this break real quick so we can talk to him for a few minutes. Here we go. This is Coast to Coast AM. Hit me with that thunderclap. Alan sent an email, and it says, this bleep that Bush and the feds were responsible for the 9/11 attacks is pure bull based on misconceptions and paranoia. If you persist in this conspiracy insanity, I will just change channels. That's okay, Alan. That's okay. I have some empathy for you, brother. Better that you did that than I jettison you from the mothership. Because if you get jettisoned from the mothership, let me tell you what happens. You float around out there in nothingness. You eventually get a hole in your suit, and then you just pop. And I guess it won't matter much what happens after that, will it? Let's talk to Vince in New Orleans. How you doing? Vince, buddy. Hey, how you doing?
John D. Oh, what a pleasure it is. Talk to you. I always, if you're on, I'll stay up and make some coffee.
Oh, man, that's great. I thank you for that, and thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I'm calling from the greater New Orleans area, WRNO 99.5. And I'm an old baby boomer, hip from the 60s and 70s, and a little background. I've been tear gassed and arrested in Miami Beach with Jane Fonda for inciting a riot and stopping the Vietnam War.
Yep.
And since I'm in my 60s now, I'm a born-again Christian, and I spend the last 10, 12 years doing a lot of studying, and I would like to enlighten, if I could, some of our listeners about what's actually going on in Syria. In my view, as a Christian, is that when two devils are in battle, who do you side with? I think that personally, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody, I think Mohammed's in hell. And as a Christian, I have to say that it's incorrect, but that's the way I feel. And as far as a lot of things I've learned, I got involved. I started waking up to a lot of things from the old John Birch Society. And now I even believe McCarthy, because I see the sewer pipe coming out of L.A. and Hollywood. It's gross. Miley Cyrus and all. This is terrible. It's just not the right way to go. Going I'd like to mention the a man named Manny Lucy, who actually wrote the Communist Manifesto, Demetrius Mengelusky, and the 10 points of the Communist Manifesto is like turning on the news or reading the newspaper. It is unbelievable. It will make anybody's hair stand on end.
You know, you said you got tear gassed out there with Jane Fonda. You know, a lot of people are still mad at her.
Well, let me tell you what, Jane, I saw an interview with her about an hour long on some show, and she has left her atheist husband, billionaire, globalist husband, and found faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 15, 20 feet from her in Miami Beach. I was in lived in Miami for 20 years. And I got tear gassed, and I got my knee broken with a baton and got arrested for inciting a riot.
Oh, man.
By the way, I love your bumper music. Oh, and the guy that just called that says the 9/11's bunk.
Yeah.
Just asking to research building number 7, how the hell it fell down and blew up and imploded and fell down at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, wasn't hit by a plane.
Oh, wait till you hear Kevin Ryan talk about that. He worked for UL. And just to give you a little tease, UL couldn't figure out why that the buildings fell like they did. We're not talking about 7 now, but the other ones fell because they were certified for fire, and they're going, what? And
it's only jet fuel, and jet fuel, it's not like you think it is. It won't even hardly burn. It's not as good as kerosene.
Yeah, you know what the difference between regular old farm diesel and jet fuel is?
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
It won't melt. It's aluminum.
Yep. All right, I got to run, Vince. Got to get a couple more calls in here, but thank you very much. And, you know, I can't get down there, so I hope you'll have a soft shell crab poor boy sandwich for me, because I'll tell you, I could sure use one. You know what he was, what Vince was talking about, how the media, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to talking to this lady at some point in the very near future. Her name is Amber Lyon. She's an ex-CNN reporter. And I'll just read a little something here to you. She revealed, this is out of Prague, ex-CNN reporter Amber Lyon revealed that during her work for the channel, she received orders to send false news and exclude some others, which the U.S. administration did not favor, with the aim to create a public opinion in favor of launching an aggression on Iran and Syria. Lyon was quoted by the Slovak main news website as saying that the mainstream U.S. media outlets intentionally work to create a propaganda against Iran to garner public opinion support for a military invasion against it. She revealed that the scenarios used before launching the war on Iraq is being prepared to be repeated, where Iran and Syria are now being subject to constant demonization. Now, please keep in mind, I support our men and women in uniform. I do. But as we've gone through these Saturday nights together and a few other nights as well, and you've heard these stories about how we're losing fighter pilots, and the Air Force is willing to pay a six-figure bonus spread out over 9 years if they'll just re-up. And I do support the troops, and I think that the best way to support the troops is to bring them home. I'm tired of seeing these young men and women torn up in these endless, undeclared conflicts. I appreciate the Wounded Warrior Project. I think if anybody can donate some money or can build one of those burn centers like Denzel Washington contributed to, notice how he stays down under the radar and does some good work while the ones who aren't nearly as good an artist as he is are out there going all over the place. Denzel is actually doing something. I urge people to take care of our wounded because it's not going to be the government that takes care of them, you know? Well, what are we supposed to think? Oh, here's a random thought for you that some people out there may not appreciate. How exactly am I supposed to feel? How are you exactly supposed to feel when we see one young man after another missing an arm, missing both arms, missing a leg, missing both legs, learning to run on prosthetic legs, learning to live again as he was before he volunteered to protect his country, her country. I say his, that means everybody, you know, like mankind, you know, just, it's everybody, anybody who participates. I don't want to have to contribute to those organizations. I don't want there to be a reason for it. But look at this. Seriously, this is not the anti-war station, but seriously, folks, how much of this are we supposed to put up with? How many false flags have there been from the battleship Maine to the Gulf of Tonkin to Pearl Harbor to 9/11 that we're going to talk about tonight with Kevin Robert Ryan? I can't help it. I've got a public forum, so I'll just tell you. I'm not squeamish about getting it on against an enemy. Sometimes, as Wayne Gross said, you have to get it on. You have to. But if you don't have to, you don't. Let's take another one real quick. Gloria, east of the Rockies, east of the Wookiees in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, home of the Harley. She's gone. She gave up. Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, do not give up. How about west of the Rockies, the Wookiees, in Wasilla, Alaska? That would be James.
Mr. Weld?
Yes, sir.
My name is James, and first of all, I'd like to invite you up here to come see how wonderful it is, and I will buy you reindeer sausages.
Excellent.
The
I don't know what they are, but I'll take one.
Concerned about is Syria.
Yep.
I get various emails. I go through various news sources, and one of them is the Christian Jewish Alliance. It's news from Israel. You got to remember, Syria is Russia's Israel. I mean, it's put there kind of like as a balance of power thing.
Yep.
Anyhow.
I can see that.
Russia. Israel is preparing for the arrival of Russian warships. And the second thing I have to say is, yeah, if we get American warships and Russian warships, that's not rattling sabers. The sabers are drawn. And the other thing I wanted to say is, I forgot.
That's all right. We got a second. Get a hold of it. It is interesting that Syria has a Russian Navy base there. And Putin said, months ago now, No. If you put the armed forces in there, there's going to be a problem. So I don't know. It almost seems as though there are forces at work that are trying to provoke us into a third world war, so somebody can really make some money, because somebody always makes some. Did you get a hold of your thought again, or did you lose it?
I completely lost. I got to listening to you. Oh yeah, I remember what it was. Do you ever think about doing audiobooks? You have the perfect voice for it.
You know, that's not a bad idea, but no one has asked me to do that. Outside of Steve Quayle, I said, man, I can't do this. This is going to take 5,000 hours to read this stuff. But okay. So that didn't actually happen. But thank you for that compliment. It's either that or, I don't know, phone chat or something. If they toss me off coast, maybe I'll be on the end of a 900 number or something.
you only have two rivals, and that's George and Art. And I heard Art is coming back. But other than that, you're the best I've heard.
Well, I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
take care. I'll get up there for some of that sausage you were talking about. Like I said, I don't know what it is, but you know, I'll try anything, almost anything once. I'll check it out. You know, if somebody said, here, have some of these mountain oysters, you know, some years ago, I'd have gone, sure, it sounds good, as long as you don't tell me what they are. First time caller, Chuck in Kentucky. Are you there, Chuck?
I want to thank you for what you do. God bless all you and your staff for trying to wake up America, because what you're talking about tonight has been on. I've been trying to get something done for these vets, that they send them to war and they bring them back and they won't take care of them. They won't take care of them. They don't care about their. They send them to war and they come back and I found out they cut their pay off when they can't do their job. Then they make him wait 9 to 18 months for any disability. By that time, he's done lost his home, everything he owns. And then he fights for this country, but our country don't back him up. And there's a guy down here in Kentucky, Jimmy Higdon, that's trying to work on this about change the law where if these guys come back from war and they can't get them on disability and take care of them, they need to keep on paying them like they do everybody else in Congress. And I'm tired of the way they treat them. And our country, that ought to be our number one priority. We got money for everything else. Egypt, Congress, all they're worried about is elections. They ain't worried about this country, and they're not worried about our veterans that fight for our country. When they come back, they just don't care about them.
I know what you mean. Thanks very much for that call. I think I probably better reserve a comment that I have percolating in the back. It might be just a little bit too strong for some. I'll just say this. My countrymen and countrywomen are precious to me. They don't have to agree with everything I say. They're Americans. And if they go and carry a rifle, they go into harm's way and they get hurt, I expect for our country to take care of them when they come back. And that's all there is to it. And take care of them to whatever degree is necessary. If we can put zillions upon zillions of people on the welfare rolls and keep them there, in many cases, people who could work, but because there's money in poverty, many of them are being paid more to not work than they would be paid to actually have gainful employment. If we can do that, we can take care of our people when they get hurt. We can provide some job placement for them. By the way, has anybody heard anything about a jobs program lately? No? No, neither have I. All right, get ready. Another 19, Investigating Legitimate 9/11 Suspects, a great book by Kevin Robert Ryan. It's coming up quick. This is Coast to Coast AM. Thanks for being with us tonight.